2025 meeting of Rogers Water Works and Sewer Commission to order. The first item we have is a little bit, I just want to make sure that we're working off of a revised agenda that was sent out earlier this afternoon. We did add one addition. So working off of an updated agenda, number one. And then number two, we'll start with the public forum. This is something that we added last month. And so at this time, I'd like to just open up the public forum. And this is, at each meeting, we'll have an opportunity for members of the public who are not on the agenda to address the commission on items of concern with basically within our jurisdiction of the commission. So is there anyone here that wishes to address the commission on anything that's not on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll move next then to the public request and appeals. We have two items on our agenda. The first, I'd like to recognize Mr. Keller, if you would like to come forward. Good afternoon, sir.
Great to be back. Thank you, commissioners, for being here today. My name is Jim Keller, and I am the owner of Keller Moving Systems, located at 954 North 2nd Street in Rogers. This question may sound familiar. Same question that I posed to you all at this same meeting on May 20th. Out of curiosity, who flushed their toilet today? Congratulations, because I know y'all did. We have not been able to flush our toilets or wash our hands for 320 days. And once again, that's why we are here today. We are massively confused. Massively confused throughout the whole thing. Since August of 2024, we have been told by Rogers Water Utilities that the sewer issue is going to be fixed three times. The first time was October 2024. Nothing. The second time, December 2024, nothing. And finally, the day immediately following the last meeting of this commission, the morning after, I was told that a decision had been made based upon the enhanced survey information that I provided at the last meeting. And thank you all for staying after the last meeting to review that with us. Needless to say, we felt a huge measure of relief, but with cautious reservation, as you can well imagine. To further boost our level of excitement, I received an email from Rogers Water on June 2nd stating that a deadline letter that had been sent to the Sparks, our neighbor, went unanswered by the deadline. We were told that a crew was going to be mobilized and that, weather permitting, the work would be done during the week of June 2nd, 2025. On June 5th, I received a work plan drawing from Rogers Water Utilities Engineering showing what was going to be done. We were even more excited, relieved, and cautiously hopeful. Many prayers were being answered. I immediately relayed the engineering plan to my master plumber and my electrician so that plans could be made for the purchase and installation of the grinder pump, all remaining plumbing work on my end, and the electrical work required to power the grinder pump. And, of course, it rained most of the week of June 2nd. Then on June 9th, I received the news from Rogers Water that their attorney was going to meet with the Sparks attorney. Confusion and disappointment settled in once again. Why are the Sparks involved in this matter? It was determined by Rogers Water Engineering that the proper easement right-of-way was, in fact, in place. Work was to proceed, weather permitting. On June 11, 2025, I received an email from Rogers Water Utilities attorney with regard to his meeting with the Sparks and their attorney. Now there is a new concern that a portion of the line installed by the Sparks will become a public sewer main to which we may be allowed to connect. It was suggested by Rogers Water Utilities in the attorney's email that I should continue to allow the work to be done on my property that will allow me to connect to the public sewer main quickly once the demarcation valves and connection are installed. Seriously? Do we have any idea when this nightmare is going to end? What can we do to help? We are confused beyond your wildest imagination. Is it a public sewer line? Is it a private sewer line? The bottom line is, my sewer line, which has been in place at that property since the mid-1970s, was destroyed by somebody. Somebody not working for me, somebody not associated with my business or my tenant's business. Why then can't we install a new sewer line? If we're running into all of these problems, why can't we just replace the damaged sewer line? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kellogg. Okay, at this time we have another Mr. Gagliardi. Is he here? Okay. All right. All right, with that, we will move on to the next item, and that is action on minutes. We have a set of minutes that are of our May 20th
There's
meeting.
There's no response to that.
I'm sorry.
We're not going to talk about it.
I think that what I would tell you is Mr. Keller has made his points known. And I'm sorry. I really am. I know you're not sure.
I appreciate your
members, it's being dealt with.
Okay.
There are attorneys that are involved. And again, Mr. Keller, thank you for your comments. We've listened. I'm just going to say that there are people, you know, Robert, there are adjoining landowners. It is being addressed in, you know, the manner that it has to be done. So just, I guess, be patient. More to it. Okay. Anything else, Brent, that you have? I mean, other than that, I don't have anything else to add. It's in process. It's being worked on. So, Robert, anything you want to add other than you're working on it?
The only update since the email to Mr. Keller is that we had asked for some information from the Sparks to try to settle. The Sparks have basically threatened Stu Rogers' water over this line. And we're trying to resolve litigation. We think we've got close to getting a settlement that will work for the best so we can rapidly restore service to Mr. Keller's property. We got some information today after the agenda had come out that I think is going to be useful for us in resolving that. So that's the latest update. We were waiting for some information from Sparks. We have it now. We think we can do something with it tomorrow.
Okay. And I think what we said last time, it is our desire that this gets resolved as quick as possible.
Yeah.
We have a small business, and Mr. Keller, I've read all your emails. I know it's something that needs to be, and I think that we're trying to deal with it. But when you deal with it, it's got attorneys involved, and just kind of work your way through it.
Mr. Chairman, if I could add, item number, I'm not sure what it is on the agenda, but it was added today in the revised agenda. It's a resolution that allows Mr. Goldberg to be the organizational representative to get litigation resolved regarding this. So,
okay.
Also endorses Mr. Goldberg's enforcement authority under the city code. So we'll be asking to pass that resolution later in the meeting. That addresses Mr. Goldberg's matter as well.
And again, I do not want to be dismissive. I know she is being impacted by her business, and that is not our intent at all. It's just the fact that we're not in a position as this commission to really make any decisions that will impact this. The people that need to be involved are involved, and it's our hope that this gets resolved and that we don't see this again next month and that we get her back in business and this thing gets resolved. So, please, we're not taking it lightly, but we're pressing as we can. So, thank you. Okay. With that, again, moving to the minutes from our May 20th meeting, those came out of the packet. Any questions, comments? If none, I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the May 20th, 2025 Rogers Water and Sewer Commission.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries to approve the minutes from our May 20th meeting. Okay, then next we'll move into reports. Okay. We'll move down to our reports. First is the next report, Mr. Sigman.
Good evening. This will be our report for the month of May. Starting with billed revenue and consumption, in the water department, we had billed revenue of $1.58 million. Compared to May of the prior year, that's down about 12% for billed revenue in total. You just look at billed revenue that's related to consumption, it's up almost 5%, with consumption itself up about 0.5%. And on the sewer department side, billed revenue is at $1.75 million for the month. That's down 13.3% compared to May of 2025. But if you look at the piece of revenue that's associated with consumption, it's up 3%, with consumption itself down 0.7%. These are similar numbers to what we saw last month, where we saw a decrease in terms of the overall billed revenue, but a little bit of an increase for that piece related to consumption. So that just tells you it's related to something other than consumption revenue, right? And as we indicated last month, the same is true this month. It's access and impact fees predominantly that's telling that story there. We'll skip down to that section. We collected $334,400 in access and impact fees for the month of May 2025. And that continues just a steady trend that we've had really all fiscal year. But compared to May of 2024, a year ago for the month of May, we brought in almost $724,000. So that's really explaining the year-over-year decrease there. But I would rather be steady all the way through the year. And as you can see, we're at 103% of our FY24. That's the prior year total. And now at 148% of our FY25 budget in terms of our access and impact fees collected. Going back up to actuals versus budget here in the memo, May is 11 months of the way through the fiscal year. So our benchmark comparison is 92%. And in the water department, both revenues and expenses are tracking above that, with revenues at 96%, expenses at 93%, and our capital outlay year-to-date is at 42%. For the sewer department, revenues are tracking over at 96%, expenses a little bit under at 90%, and our capital outlay at 34% of budget. For year-to-date income, we'll scroll down to the second page here and look at the table. We had net income of $336,000 in the water department, which totals up to about $5.08 million on the year for those 11 months. Compared to the first 11 months of FY24, we're now 7% behind where we were last year. I think that's mostly on the expenses side. Revenues are trending above where they were last year, but it's kind of salaries and depreciation and water purchases that's contributing to the overall decrease in terms of year-to-date net income. But if you look at the total compared to our budgeted net income, we are now officially over our benchmark for the fiscal year. We had budgeted $4.8 million of net income, and we now exceed that in the water department. And then if you look at sewer, it's similar down here. We had net income of $675,000 for the month of May. We're tracking 2% behind where we were last year, but we've got total net income for the year of $8.6 million, which does exceed our budgeted net income of $7.98 million in the sewer department. Back up to the memo, we'll wrap up here. Cash reserves in total are at $56.3 million. That's almost $4.9 million more than where we were this time last year. And our 12-month rolling average for lost water has ticked upward from 6% to 7%. And that completes our financial report for the month of May.
Commissioners, any questions, comments on the financial report?
Do we anticipate spending what we have on the capital?
Not this year.
Okay.
Yeah, we rebudgeted again, basically effective July 1 with our new fiscal year.
Okay. The next item would be our engineering reports. Thank you for putting in all of the plans and projects that you
have? Absolutely. Absolutely. Good afternoon. For the, usually include a chart of the development plan reviews for the previous month. And so this is a summary of all the plans that came through our office in May. You can see the vast majority of those were commercial plan reviews and sign permits. We do have some legacy large-scale developments that came through. As you recall, the development code changed about a year and a half ago, but some of those older projects were coming through now. We're seeing our record drawings and any revisions during construction. So there are no new large-scale developments. Those are legacy projects.
On those projects, though, they were approved under the old policy.
Correct. They were approved under
the old policy. Will they continue in the old policy, or will they have to bring those back and then bring them to the new policy?
The construction requirements under for those legacy projects were per the old code. So all the new projects moving forward are either going to be, you'll see them as the public improvement plans and the site development plans. Those can be the same projects. It just depends on whether or not they have infrastructure, water and sewer extensions, road work, things like that.
Thank you.
So 150 plan sets total. Looking at how that trends over the past 12 months, we're on a pretty gradual upward trend in the number of plans that are coming through the office for review. Now, I've included a list of all those review projects as well.
Thank you.
Some of our infrastructure project status. Let's see. So our flow monitoring plan, we're still evaluating that equipment needed to do the sewer flow monitoring and the software associated with that. And as soon as we have a recommendation, we'll bring that to the commission. Mount Hebron interconnection is the interconnection with Bentonville's transmission main. We've been coordinating with them, and as soon as we have an agreement to share the cost of the design work, we'll bring that to you as well. I spoke a little bit last month about the Blossom Way sewer emergency repairs. I'll talk about that here in a minute. The sewer model update, our consultants met with planning to get a handle on the higher density development coming in, and so we're working with them and hopefully have that preliminary draft update here in about 6 weeks or so. We had a kickoff for Veterans Park and Beacon Circle sewer improvements, and so that design is underway. The sewer smoke testing, as long as the rain holds off for the next week or two, we will be commencing that sewer smoke testing. If you recall, these were in some of the areas that were hit by the tornado that came through, that we had concerns about uprooted trees disturbing the sanitary sewer and possibly causing some leaks. And so that smoke testing should identify that. But those notifications are going to go out later this week, and we hope to start that process next week. And then sanitary sewer improvements from Chateau to 24th. If you recall, we adjusted our design because this was in one of the hard-hit areas by the tornado. And they've actually got a multifamily development going on at the upstream end of this that will be constructing part of this project. And so we're coordinating that project with them and revising our plans accordingly. Probably the next two that are going to go out to bid, the Highway 12 East waterline replacement. I believe we've got all of our entitlements in place. We've got our anticipating having final approval from RDOT on that pretty soon. Also, Chestnut Street, that's between 2nd Street and Arkansas Street. We've been coordinating with A&M Railroad. That does have a railroad bore on it, and so we finally got a response from the railroad, and we'll be moving forward with that one. Otherwise, we've got a lot of other stuff under construction. A couple of them are finishing up the 2024 miscellaneous waterline replacement, and the Benz Edition sewer are pretty much in the punch list phase right now. So hopefully, we'll wrap those up and get those out by next month. Are there any questions?
Questions, comments?
Okay. Some notable activities. Our solids handling phase two project. Part of that project, the dryer building was in an area where we had some fuel dispensers on site previously. In order to construct the foundation, those underground tanks had to be pulled. And at that time, that contractor took soil samples on that site. A couple of those samples came back that were above the contaminant levels that ADEQ's considers an action level. We received a letter in May. Todd received a letter that we would need to get this worked out with a consultant before we move forward with construction. And so we've engaged PMI, Pollution Management Incorporated, and so they're going to be setting up a meeting with ADEQ, putting together a plan to make a couple more samples. And we think this is mostly surface contamination just from overfilling the tanks or something like that. And we've excavated that site about 8 feet. So, but our contractors continue to make progress on other areas of the site, mostly on the maintenance building. We're just delaying the pour of that foundation in those tank areas. Talked about Blossom Way emergency repairs a little bit last month. We're evaluating some options on that based on the defects from the CCTV, potential impacts to the greenway. We'll probably use Mercy's staging yard behind the hospital for temporary greenway detours, and also looking at sewer build out sewer capacity so that we don't have put this new sewer line in and then discover the capacity issues, making sure we get a large enough pipe in there, and also looking at temporary and permanent easement needs. The Western Water Transmission Main, we've engaged a contract land acquisition company. So they're coordinating with Yarver on for easements south of 265. That area north of 265, we met with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over some karst area, some sensitive karst area concerns, and that's going to cause us to make some minor modifications to the alignment to create more of a buffer from some of those karst recharge zones. So we're holding off on any further easement acquisitions north of 265 until we get that worked out and permitted with U.S. Fish and Wildlife. So for the development sewer capacity, these are mainly for large multifamily developments with hundreds of units proposed, ensuring that we stay ahead of capacity needs. When we prioritize our capital improvement projects. And then finally, on the sewer smoke testing, like I said, depending dry weather, we should commence the week of June 23rd. Are there any other questions?
Seeing none. Again, thank you for this detail in there on the plan reviews.
I did include that letter from
you.
The
did. Well. Thank you. Okay, the next report is pollution control facility.
Good evening. You can see we're a little bit high on our phosphorus loading. A lot of that is from dissolved solids, because our filters have been fairly overwhelmed with all the flow we've been getting. You'll notice whenever we get to our final report that we're very near our max capacity on average daily flow for the month of May. And so our filters are occasionally in their emergency flow scenario. So some of the flow bypasses filters. And we did have a failure on one of the filters too that was had it down for about 3 days before we could get a repair part in. But the majority of what you're seeing from the phosphorus is just from that dissolved solids from that filter bypass. Again, Amber did a good job. There is something I want to call your attention to on here. It says no close within NWA fog disposal sites anymore. They closed down. That means the fat soils and grease haulers that come and pump out the restaurants are having to haul to either Tulsa or Springfield. So that's a significant cost increase to that, obviously. So our concern is, you know, we keep an eye out to make sure we don't have any illicit dumping, make sure we're, you know, it becomes a little bit more of a big deal for people, maybe of an expense for people trying to get their stuff dumped. And the other thing, we even had something a little bit more significant. Our chicken processors this month did pretty well. And so everybody kind of got off of the bad letter bandwagon. And then our maggot processors here, Pelfrey's, for some reason they let their training lapse a little bit, or they hired some new guys, and they just weren't paying attention to things that they were supposed to. So we sent them a nasty letter, and they said, we promise we'll do better. So those are the two big things there. We continue work on the solids handling upgrades. Obviously, whenever we're running at max capacity, we're not going to be able to pull down a slurry box in the middle of our treatment plant. We did have a very small chlorine loss during a tank changeout. No injuries, no danger to the public, no property damage. It was a very small amount, but it was enough to get our attention. We reviewed our policies, made some slight corrections, and things like that. Some of the things we were doing to try to be safe probably made us a little complacent. So we changed those policies up a little bit. If you'd like more detail on it, I'd be happy to, but it gets pretty far down in the weeds. We did celebrate Water Professionals Week with the pizza lunch, and we went and visited with the Lingle Middle Schools for their water science class. Overall, that's about what we had to talk about at the pollution control plant. Anybody have any questions?
See, no questions. Good report.
Thank you, guys.
Concludes our three areas of reports. So with that, we do not have any old business. So we are going to move into new business. The first item is Resolution 25-13. It's a resolution recommending adoption of a new water rate schedule. Mr. Dover.
Thank you, Commissioners. This is forefront of everybody's mind in the area, so I'll go ahead and get started. I'm going to keep it high level because you have the reports, you have the numbers, but I'll start and just kind of skim, you know, the process that we do. So, number one, we have over 500 miles of water line, over 400 miles of sewer line. You know, this is the GIS here, and then we, get down to sewers, we have something like over 8,000 manholes, 4,000 hydrants, 13,000 valves. There's a lot to take care of. And once you put it in, it immediately starts getting old. So, you know, you've got this $180 million worth of capital out there that you have to replace on a routine basis to stay ahead of it, stay ahead of design life. So just kind of showing you where that's coming from. What drives our rate studies are our master plans. Our master plans tell us how many people are coming to town, what's going on as far as development, where our little points are that we need to look at. Without these, we'd be lost. So, I mean, you see the date on this one's 2021. There was another one back in 2016. Our sewer and sewer plant master plans are relatively new. But those, again, guide us to where we need to spend the capital. So once we come up with those capital numbers, we run this through the models and everything else. Let me try this instead. We run these through the models. It tells us everything we need to know. And that's where we can look at 10-year build out, present. That's what we need to do to plan ahead. And if we can stay ahead of it, great shape. The problem is everything changes. You know, development codes change, densities, population densities, who's coming to town, what we annex in. All of this affects what we already have in place. And again, what we designed in place years ago were for subdivisions to be covering this area. Now it's apartments, and not just apartments, it's 8-story complexes. It's, you know, a lot of things have changed just in the last 3 years. So it may, you know, a master plan is a master plan. It's not exact. So we tweak that every time we hear something new going on. We are relaying the population densities right now over our models to see where that goes. All of this to say, it comes up to, that will tell us where we need to spend the money. Then we also, besides water distribution and sewer collection systems, we have this 14 MGD pollution control facility that Todd's always up here bragging on. That thing needs to grow. There are three types of capacity: treatment, hydraulic, and solids. And as you know, we're working on a $31 million solids handling right now. That'll get us where we need to be for that to build out. Treatment, as you can see here, there's one more area here for another train. That's not required right now until 2035. This is the stuff that's required now for flow. You know, the influent at the plant, the pumps, they're just not, you know, where we are and where we need to be. We're right ahead of it. We're not behind yet. We're not too far ahead. We don't want to be there. We're just pretty much right on time. The design for this will take at least a year and a half. After that, take a few years to construct, so that about matches with when we'll need it. We take all of those master plans, we take all the information they spit out, then we give all that information to our consultant HDR. They come up with, you know, they run it through the grinder here. And the rate study that, you know, obviously people hear rate study, well, what's it do? Well, you know, it makes the rates go up, generally. Why? Why? We have to provide sufficient revenue to operate and maintain all of this. We have to fund the annual O&M expense, all of our debt service and potential debt service, future debt service, adequate funding for all those large capital projects, and we have to maintain our debt ratios. We have to maintain all of those things for our bond covenants as well. Then we have to, as far as like impact fees, we have to develop cost-based and equitable impact fees that and we'll go into that in a second, but impact fees are so that someone that's already on the system doesn't have to pay for all that growth. It's basically growth pays for growth. We try to put that together. So there's a lot of things involved. Again, revenue requirement, the significant capital projects, I don't have to go through all of those, but you can just see the Western Transmission Main is almost $40 million. We need that. We need that for redundancy. We don't need it for capacity yet, but redundancy. As Brian said, we're already in the land acquisition or easement acquisition for that. The sewer, and on here, this is sewer collection system. And this is Blossom Way improvements, some of the other stuff. Again, relates to density. If we would have put subdivisions out there, we'd probably be all right. Some of them we might not have been, but most of them. But obviously with the higher density, now we have to spend some serious money to increase the capacity. And then you see the big one there. We're already working on the 31.8 solids, but $134 million on capacity improvements for the RPCF. So then they put that in there. The straight black line is what would happen if we didn't raise rates. The proposed rates are the dashed line that covers what we need to do moving forward. It's just, it kind of is what it is. Sewer revenue, what of note on this one is that 25 to 26 decrease. That decrease is the grant, the NRC grants that we got are non-existent. And then there from 26 on would just be the regular rates as they are. Obviously, you see a little bit more of a, you know, the water, that's why we don't have to go up as high. Sewer, need a little more. Well, we have $136 million out of the plant. It's no different than if I go buy a house, you know. I can't cash fund that out of my checking account. I've got to take a loan, pay it back. That's what we're doing. And you see the green is the net debt service on there that we'll have to take out. What's notable, once we get there, you know, we have 4 years of 15 and then it drops off because now we can pay for that. You know, and we don't just continually keep going up. But again, you see how small it is on the water. Sewer, our rate schedule here, I'll go ahead and skip to a graph that's a little easier. But on here you can tell, you know, those going up 1228 to 1320 to 1419, it's not much. You know, your other ones, 614 to 660 to 710. These aren't like some of them that you may have seen in the area, and that's due to planning. Sewer charges, 18, 21, 24, 28. A little bit bigger clip, but then you see it drop off in that fifth year just to 29, because again we've gotten to the debt service that we need to. And this is what everybody always likes to see too. This is your combined total water and sewer bill comparison. And if you look down here, it's kind of hard. The reason this Bentonville one stops is because they only adopted 1 year of water. I won't say much, but I mean, I don't know how you fund capital projects 1 year at a time. But we need to look way out. And so we do, and you'll see that we're pretty close to Springdale right now. The lowest one here is Fayetteville. I've spoken with them. They're in the middle of a rate study now. This is their just average 3% on and on and on, which is what it is now. I don't believe it'll stay there, neither do they. The growth just doesn't allow it. But you can see here our jump, you know, Roger's jump is 35 to 36. We've had a lot bigger jumps from some of the other folks. This is the minimum bill. This is the 5,000 gallon, which is a family of four. And then if you go to this one, this is the one that actually shows your bill increase. So in 2024, your bill in Bentonville went up $14.80. In Springdale, it went up. And in Rogers, it's going to go up, you know, what is that, $1.16? And $4.65. You know, it's in there. We're all going to end up, I think, similar. You know, it just depends because we're all doing the same thing. You know, but what's worth noting here and what I'd like to be very want you to be cognizant of is that we have a kind of a steady rate. That steady rate is because of these master plans, and it's because of folks like you that allow us, you know, support those rates. You can not do this. You'll just get behind. At some point, you have to pay the piper. You have to do the work. But these increases are, you know, pretty nominal, actually, compared to the last two folks that have done it. Not that we compare, but I just want to show that this is because we've had those rate increases just constant, gradual, planned out, planned 10 years in advance, planning for the horizon, makes a difference to the people. They don't see any kind of sharp increases that way. Impact fees, again, a one-time charge applied to new customers connecting to the system to reimburse the existing customers for the value of their investment in facilities that new customers benefit from. It's a different kind of concept. Springdale has it, we have it. It's Arkansas State Code. It's again, new growth paying for growth. And it's when they run all the numbers, we are, based on the analysis, the current impact fees are justified and do not exceed the calculated maximum allowable impact fee. They're nowhere close to the allowable. What we try to do is balance that between, you know, the subsidizing or the ratepayer, existing ratepayer subsidizing, and the new developer coming in. We want that new developer to pay for part of that capacity that's already there and not have all of the regular ratepayers subsidize that. So that's the those each have their own separate resolution too. You see this again. What I wanted to show here is just what you're getting for it, right? We talk a lot of numbers and you know, everybody goes, well, it's plant improvements. Well, these are pretty serious plant improvements. This is your core screening building. This is the new pumping station, your new headworks, new UV facility. These things are not small. This stuff's going to increase our capacity, our flow capacity that we talked about being our limiter right now, or our whack-a-mole right now is flow. These will take care of that. That pumping station can fill like 1,000 fire trucks every minute. You know, it's significant. There's a better shot of it. But for scale, I think it's worth showing you what, you know, if you're going to have this rate increase, what are we paying for? This is what we're paying for. And this is stuff that will last us until build out. You know, there's some more things here and there. And again, this is our best plan. What happens, you know, they put this plant way out in the middle of nowhere when they built it, and that was the plan. Well, now it's right in the middle of town. So things change. We'll pivot when we see that. This is a new EQ basin that'll increase our flow capacity 50%. You know, there's 40 of those will make up Lake Atalanta. Again, rather large pieces, large structures. And then the one you see here over here on the left, it's a new UV facility, ultraviolet disinfection. And this is important to us because it removes chlorine from the site. When this thing was built, again, nothing but chicken farms and pasture out there. Chlorine is very cheap. It's the way to go if you've got that kind of locale. Well, now we've got a lot of residential development around it. We prefer to get rid of that chlorine, and we are, with, and we're planning on putting UV disinfection in that. And with that, you know, I had a little, a quick little story I heard. I think it was Mervyn Jebarai's speaking. And he said, you know, there's 38 people moving into Northwest Arkansas every day. And we in this business have heard that over and over and over, hundreds of times. But he put a little different spin on it, and he said, okay, well, 38 people move here every day, and the average household is 2.5 people. That's roughly 14 living units every single day. That's over 5,000 in a year. So whenever anything opens up here, it's, you know, it fills up. And they'll keep coming as long as they're filling up. They're going to keep building for it. But, you know, that's what every utility, transportation department, school board, and everybody is dealing with. We're no different, being the water and sewer. And those rates will cover this growth as the master plans have dictated, as the rate studies have done that. And again, you have all those numbers and have had those for a while. So based on that, you know, we would like to recommend approval, adopting the new water rate schedule, number 2513. And then we've got a few more.
I'll just make a couple of comments. One is, obviously, there's four pieces to this, the four resolutions that we have. We've got water, sewer, and water development. And then what you've really addressed is the overall picture of what we're trying to do, and that is to stay ahead of that growth and to plan into it. And once you look at those capital improvements, it's the operation and maintenance that has to happen. And I mean, a lot of the projects that we see that kind of call emergency plans, you got to do things sometimes that you don't necessarily plan. But really, it's looking at
the master plan, and it's planning into it rather than us getting behind. So what we're being asked to do is to look at the four pieces. First one, obviously, is the water rate schedule. And you had, I know the numbers in great detail came out the end of May. So we've had the opportunity to take a look at those. The resolutions that came out, you also have those exhibits. The thing that I felt like was important, I wanted to see dollars and not percentages. Oftentimes we talk in terms of percentages. What I wanted to do, I actually took my own water bill and said, okay, what is it? What am I paying today? What am I going to be paying with the new rates? Because that's, you know, percentages, I know that makes sense. And we do have percentages in some of those tables. If you're a percentage person, more importantly, what's the impact to an individual in what they're paying? And so, again, it's all in there. And what we will do, we're being asked essentially to approve the recommendation. The next step is that recommendation, and then we'll go to City Council. City Council has the final say in this. But it's our recommendation to Council. I think they'll have two meetings. They'll have an opportunity, I think, at their this meeting, I guess the next meeting, this would be presented to the committee. Then the committee will have a couple of weeks, I guess two actual meeting times that they'll have to look at this and they'll make a decision. So it is important. We know that there's a lot of communities around us that have been doing the same thing, like studies. There's a lot of information. I kind of want to just put it together in the book because it's important. So with that, the first resolution we have in front of us is 2513, and that's the water rate recommendation. And I'll open up for any questions, comments. And at some point, can I have a motion?
I'll comment both as a previous commissioner, staff member, and now commissioner again. I think, and noticing that the news is here as well, but this is what has kept us out of the negative news because of the forward thinking of this organization, the leadership that we've had, so that we can plan for growth, and we aren't going to shouldn't have issues with industry wanting to move in and not having capacity. You can't do this overnight. And so I am all in favor of this. I know people struggle with rates increasing. As a banker, it happens. There's inflation in everything, but if you want to continue, this is life here. Water and sewer is what separates us from the developed world or developing world. We have to have this if we want to continue to grow as a city and bring in additional industry. We have to do this. So I will make a motion to approve Resolution 2513, a resolution recommending adoption of a new water rate schedule and for other purposes.
I'll second. I'm going to give that to Travis. Tie goes to the runner, so we'll give that one. I want to suspend this motion because this is so important. So any further discussion? Again, we've had a lot of information sent to us. So with that, any further discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries to approve Resolution 25-13, new water rate schedule.
We'd also like to recommend adoption of Resolution 25-14, the water development impact fees, or the impact fees for water services.
And I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve Resolution 25-14.
Again, that's a resolution recommending adjustment development impact fees and water service and for other purposes. Apologize, I didn't read that. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries to approve Resolution 25-14. The next item is Resolution 25-15, and that's a resolution recommending adoption of new sewer rate schedule. And with that, I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to remind Mr. Dobler, if I could, that there's an interlineation or provisions going to be made on the schedule of
2015. It's right here. The one that's in front of you for signature does not contain this, Jared, or Chairman Carmichael. The maximum user charge to residential customer limited for 16,000 gallons. It's been in there for a long time. We don't know where it came from. We're taking it out, and it's more of a policy item anyway. So that's the only difference. No other numbers, no other surcharges stay the same. All the surcharges stay the same. It's just taking out that B. And the one you have in front of you that I printed off does not have that. So thank you.
Okay. What we've approved would be what's in front of us on the screen. That is the 25-15. And that is obviously the call out is that one does not contain the B section. And clear, Commissioner, motion and a second.
I make a motion that we approve resolution number 25-15, a resolution recommending adoption of a new sewer rate schedule and for other purposes.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries to approve resolution 25-15. Okay, the next item is resolution number 25-16, and that's resolution recommending adjustment of the development impact fees for service, sewer service, and for other purposes. Anything on this one other than what was, okay. Okay.
I would make a motion to approve resolution 25-16.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries to approve resolution 25-16, development impact fees. Again, I know we went through kind of a high level, a lot of detail. If there's any questions or comments, there's
please.
I'll share my book with you. Again, a lot of reports.
Now, and thank you again for the support. We can do all of this. If we don't get that support, it doesn't happen. And we just fall further.
Well, something's
good to stay ahead.
Yeah, there's so many pieces to it. One of the things I just would say that, because we're, I kind of look at it, we're the water business. I mean, if you really get down to it, we're in the water business. And what I would say that in following Beaver Water District, which is where we get our water, they too have done a 20-year study, and those rates have gone up. Their rates have gone up. So for us to basically adjust our rates on the water side, I mean, that's important because, again, their rates are going up. Mm-hmm. Percentages are going up. So that's certainly something we've got to do to kind of, if you will, stay even, forget about what we're doing. We're in the water business. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, give me just a second. Okay. So the next item we have, it would be resolution 25-17, and that's a resolution amending the compensation administration policy for the Rogers Water Utilities and the pay ranges and for other purposes.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm presenting our annual resolution related to salary structure. That includes an updated salary table and the attached exhibit. The table outlines the minimum, the midpoint, and the maximum for all of our job titles across the organization. And the proposed table is based on the results of our annual salary survey that's conducted by a third-party compensation consultant. These benchmarks serve as our guide for administrating merit increases, cost of living adjustments, and promotional considerations throughout the year. Maintaining a competitive salary structure plays a key role in employee retention. And with that in mind, our current turnover rate stands at just 9.1%. This reflects the effectiveness of our compensation strategy. This update aligns with the budget that was submitted and approved by the Commission last month, and we're asking for your consideration in adopting this resolution to formally approve the revised salary structure.
Comes with recommendation.
I will make a motion that we approve resolution number 25-17, a resolution amending the compensation administration policy for the Rogers Water Utilities, amending pay ranges, and for other purposes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries to approve resolution 25-17. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item is resolution number 25-18, and it's a resolution approving the pool of merit pay increase funds for the Rogers Water Utilities for the next budget year and for other
So resolution 2518 is to establish a 1.5% merit increase for the upcoming fiscal year. And this proposed adjustment mirrors the amount announced by the City of Rogers earlier this year as part of their budget planning. And whenever possible, we strive to remain aligned with their approach and compensation. So we respectfully request the Commission's approval of this resolution.
I'd make a motion to approve resolution number 25-18, a resolution approving the pool of merit pay increase funds for the Rogers Water Utilities for the next budgeted year and for other purposes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Motion carries approved 25-18. The next item is resolution 25-19. It's a resolution authorizing the destruction of certain accounting records of Rogers Water Utilities and for other purposes.
Yes, sir. Well, in keeping with the Arkansas Code and our own policy, it's time for us to get rid of some paper. And it's overdue, actually. So we've got this resolution. We've got an affidavit here that we'll need to sign. Thanks to Mr. Frazier for putting all this together for us. And then down here, Exhibit A is the 3 pages worth of accounting type documentation. All of this is due to be disposed according to our policy. Again, it's all customer service or accounting type documentation, and the most recent documents here are from FY17. So the last day of FY17 was June 30, 2017, so that means that as of June 30, 2024, all the FY17 documents have been kept for 7 years. So that was last June, right? So we're well past the deadline, basically, or the first opportunity to get rid of these documents. Most of them are from FY15, FY16, FY17. We do have some older ones in here that were just stored in random locations that we've come across and identified as being eligible for disposal. Namely some fixed asset records and some refund checks and sales and use tax documentation, but mostly 3 fiscal years worth of information that we're getting rid of, and that'll clear out 3 shelves for me and allow me to reach out to a vendor after your approval and get those destroyed.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 25-19, a resolution authorizing the destruction of certain accounting records of Arkansas Water Utilities and for other purposes.
Second.
Motion second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries to approve resolution 25-19. The next item is resolution 25-20, and that's a resolution authorizing an encroachment agreement with Beaver Lake Aviation and for other purposes.
Thank you. From time to time, we have development that experiences hardships where structures must unavoidably be built inside of utility easements. In this case, this is a property that's owned by City of Rogers and leased by Beaver Lake Aviation. They are doing a hangar expansion and building something called a blast screen. And this is about a 15-foot tall structural fence that basically protects everybody in the parking lot from the jet blast. And part of this fence has to be built over our sanitary sewer. So we don't allow really structures in the utility easements. And in this case, it's not an easement. It's a maintenance area. And so in these cases, we do have an approach to allow these developments while putting some responsibility on the developer that, hey, if we have to get in here and maintain this, you're going to bear the cost of reconstructing this utility as well as any additional cost that the utility bears in repairing our line. And so that is the gist of the encroachment agreement, and I'd be happy to answer any further questions.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 25-20.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approval of resolution number 25. Thank you. Thank you. The next item is resolution 25-21, a resolution authorizing execution of a water sales contract with Benton County Water District Number 1 Public Water Authority, State of Arkansas, recommending passage of the city ordinance authorizing the contract and for other purposes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wholesale water contract with Benton County Water District Number 1 expires in August, and we need a new contract. So this resolution will authorize the chairman and the superintendent to negotiate a new contract substantially in the form of the existing contract. And since only cities can sell water to other cities and improvement districts, it has to go to city council to get approved and have to also be signed by the mayor and the city clerk. So that's what this is about, is updating that contract and getting a new one in place. They typically run 10 years. The maximum is 20 years. I think we've done 10 years on these. I'm glad to answer any questions.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution number 25-21, a resolution authorizing execution of a water sales contract with Benton County Water District Number 1 Public Water Authority of the State of Arkansas, recommending passage of a city ordinance authorizing the contract and for other purposes.
Second.
We have a motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries to approve resolution 25-21. Thank you, sir. Okay, next one is resolution 25-22, a resolution approving the purchase of certain motor vehicles, venture of funds for the purpose of waiving competitive bidding and for other purposes.
Yes, the budget that y'all approved last year, we had had three vehicles in there that we were wanting to purchase. So we went out and was looking for state bids, and we was looking for trucks. Well, Dodge has already pulled their government trucks for the year. They're not going to build any more for the rest of this year. So one of our gentlemen that I gave the task of finding some trucks for us to, he found three trucks down in Little Rock that had been purchased by a snow plow company or a city utility that was going to use them for snow plows. They didn't purchase them. So we have three vehicles sitting down there, and they're holding them to for us till the first week of July, because we couldn't buy them until the budget went in July. So to save interest and to save rates and everything, we're asking to go ahead and get approval so we can get them purchased the first week of July. They are in the budget, and these are actually under the budget number that we proposed in there. So.
Well, then I'll make a motion. I like it when you save us money.
Second.
Thank you.
Discussion. In favor of resolution 25-22, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Are they red?
They're going to be white.
Well, I noticed in one of the slides they were white, and I thought this just isn't going to work. I mean, someone's going to do a paint job here.
Right now, we have to buy what we can buy.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Don't tell people that.
Okay, the next item is resolution number 25-23. It's a resolution appointing an organizational representative for anticipated litigation, authorizing filing of claims regarding a utility easement and sewer service at 952 North 2nd and 954 North 2nd Street in Rogers and related matters and for other purposes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I hope we don't have to use this resolution. I'm hopeful, as for our comments earlier in the meeting, that this can be resolved. But given the urgency of the matters at hand, I wanted to go ahead and ask the commission to appoint Brent to be the organizational representative for any litigation if it's necessary to obtain access to that property to do the work that we need to do to restore sewer service. And also the other aspect of that work is to put demarcation valves on that line that's under the street that goes to the Sparks property. It's was put in as a private line, but it's not supposed to be a private line, at least the portion under the highway. It's got to be a public line. And so those demarcation valves will make a it will demarcate the public portion for the private portion. And so
If necessary, we may have to do some enforcement action to get access and may have to file a lawsuit to get access. But hopefully we won't have to use this, but I'd like the flexibility of being able to file the claims we need to file prior to the next commission meeting. So be glad to answer any questions. I would ask for your passage of Resolution 2523.
I make a motion to approve Resolution 2523.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries to approve 25-23.
Mr. Chairman.
I hope that gets resolved.
Yeah.
Quickly. The next item is a, and I'll open this up for recommendation, I'll ask for a motion, but it's the recommendation to City Council to have Kathy McClure, assuming that she's willing to continue to serve, which we hope you do, to serve, but basically it's a new term. Our term's are 8 years, and it's time for her to extend that term. So with that, I'd entertain a motion to recommend Kathy to City Council.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Second, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much for your service. And you're continuing as well, Mr. Serve. Okay, we have a full meeting and appreciate your patience at this time. Just for the record, our next meeting is July the 21st, Thursday, the 30th, Monday. So let's count that down. If there are any changes or postponement, we'll let you know. At this time, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.